Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sorwinski. On today's program, I am joined by State Senator for District 10, Jake Chapman. We're talking about the current legislative session. So, Jake, thank you so much for joining me this week.
It's always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for having me.
So the first thing that we want to talk about today is the tax bill that is getting a lot of attention at the legislature right now. So we've talked about this before, but give us again the sort of basics on what this bill is hoping to accomplish.
Sure. The governor in her State of the State address talked about wanting to finally fund the I Will program that was passed about 10 years ago as an amendment to the state constitution, that when we increase sales tax, that the first 3/8 of a penny will go to environmental type issues, quality of life issues, recreation, water quality, those sorts of things. A lot of conversation is being had right now as to whether or not we're going to accept that. First of all, there's a lot of folks, myself included, that are concerned with increasing sales tax. We have one of the highest income tax states, although we've done major reforms on that. We continue to see as that gets implemented over the next few years that our ranking will improve with the cuts in income tax, but yet we're still one of the higher tax states for income tax. We're one of the highest property tax states. And if we increase a penny on sales tax, that would also put us in one of the higher categories for sales tax. And, you know, Joe, I ran on the issue of smaller, limited, efficient government, lower taxes, more money in the pockets of Iowans. And the one thing I'm excited about with the governor's bill is that she does cut income tax further than what we've done in the past. And so that one penny will generate about $540 million of additional revenue to the state. But we've got to recognize that that's $540 million coming out of the pockets of Iowans and others who, of course, do travel through the state. But the reality is we've got to find a way to have deeper cuts on income tax. You've heard me talk about this before, but my goal is the total elimination of income tax in the state of Iowa. I think we want to be competitive in a global economy. We have to be competitive on our tax climate. We need people in this state. We need to retain people in this state. And the reality is we're never going to have the sandy beaches of Florida. We're never going to have the mountains out west. But what we can control, we should control, and that is our tax climate. And so, to me, I think one of the ways we draw people into the state and we stop losing people, particularly up in northwest Iowa, where people are leaving Sioux City and moving into South Dakota to shield their money where they have no income tax, Iowa can be doing the exact same thing. And so my goal when we talk about this tax reform is making sure that we're talking about transformational tax reform, where we're talking about how can we eliminate income tax in this state. I do support sales tax from the standpoint that I think it's the fairest of all taxes. You control it as a consumer, but again, if we can get away from income tax, that's what we should be doing. And so that's the conversation being had right now. We'll see with time how this progresses. I did file the governor's bill in my Ways and Means Committee as a starting point, as a talking point, to be able to have these broader conversations about how we get deeper tax cuts.
All right. Now, also in the tax bill is some provisions for both water quality and mental health funding. So talk a little bit about those aspects of this bill.
Yeah, so right now the governor's proposal on the mental health side is to lower the property tax levy from about $48 down to $12.50. And so what that does is that provides direct property tax relief for Iowans, and that's something I'm very supportive of. I think mental health should be funded by the state, not by local property taxpayers. And we certainly need some better uniformity throughout the state, better funding source for that. So from the standpoint of trying to get property tax relief and properly funding mental health, I support the governor's initiative to try getting property tax out of that category. And so I'm looking forward to having those conversations. I'm not sure where we will land on how that's funded, but I do know there is broad support to try getting that piece of this done. On water quality, again, this is another issue that Republicans over the last 4 years have prioritized to try finding ways to improve water quality in the state and provide initiatives for our agriculture community to better our water quality. And so, again, there's going to be a lot of conversation on the formula itself. When this IWIL was enacted or put in place, the formula, we believe, needs to be changed. There's far too much, in our opinion, on recreation as opposed to water quality. We think that most of that money should be going into water quality initiatives. So, again, time will tell how this progresses, but those are two initiatives that I think have broad support.
All right. Now, a couple more things I want to ask you about today, starting with school funding, which is something that you're actually going to be discussing this very day, correct?
That's correct. We are going to take the bill up. It's our responsibility to get something passed within the first 30 days, and we're going to do that.
All right. So any preview on what people can expect regarding the school funding?
So, Joe, what Senate Republicans have put out is a $90 million increase in the K-12 funding. That would put us, since Republicans took control of the trifecta, an increase of over $300 million into K-12. We also focus some of that money into inequity that occurs in the state. You know, out in rural Iowa, cost for transportation, for example, is far more than those in the urban setting. And so that means in rural Iowa, less dollars are getting straight into the classroom. And so we have been focused over the last 3 years on providing equity funding, and that's part of this package as well, is to try to continue to even out the playing field for education across the state of Iowa. But $90 million is a lot of money, of new money, for education. Of course, we're going to hear from folks who never believe it's enough money, but the reality is we have put tremendous money as an investment into education here in the state of Iowa.
Okay. Now, also something that will be discussed here probably this week even is a flood recovery bill. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. As you're aware, Western Iowa has been hit pretty dramatically over the last 12 months when it comes to flooding. So we appropriated a $20 million appropriation for Western Iowa to get the help that they need to get their, hopefully, perhaps before this spring hit, get some levees repaired and get the work done that needs to be done as to prevent this type of flooding in the future. We have partners at the federal level who are also coming in to help with funding. And as that progresses on the federal side, will dictate how we proceed at the state level for funding as well. But it's a big deal. It's important to those communities who have just absolutely been devastated by flooding.
For sure. We'll definitely keep an eye out for that. One last thing that I want to ask you about today has to do with the general committee process going on right now, and then also that first funnel deadline that's coming up.
Yeah, it's extremely busy right now. Again, because of these funnel deadlines, if bills don't make it out of the committee process within the next 2 weeks, then they are ineligible for consideration throughout the remainder of the session. And so the committee process is extremely busy right now. We have limited floor debate right now, but again, most of the focus is on the committee work, trying to get bills through the process to ensure that they're still eligible for full consideration of the Senate as we approach then the second deadline. So very busy down at the Iowa Capitol, and I suppose that's all I have to say about the funnel deadline, but it's coming up quickly.
Absolutely. Well, State Senator Jake Chapman, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
No, I appreciate it, Joe. It's always nice talking with you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great. Talk to you later.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Jake Chapman. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Serwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.